Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I knew something must have been wrong this morning as I'm lying in bed and I'm like, man, I feel like I got great sleep. Great sleep and me are generally not the same thing. So I look at my watch and it's 5:53.
Oof.
7 minutes before we go on the show.
Surprise!
Oh, I hate waking up that way. Shock, right? I don't know what's going on with my phone, but it says that the alarm is going off, but it's not making any sound.
So, I don't know. My phone's been acting wonky because I didn't realize how many updates I had missed. And so, my husband, because I couldn't get certain apps to open, and it's because my phone was so outdated. And all this stuff was set up that it was supposed to do it on its own when I was connected to Wi-Fi, when I was plugged in. And then we did all these updates, and now my phone acts like it has no idea what it's doing.
Okay. All right. I can't figure it out either. All right. So you guys are going to get me at a perfect time if we are playing a game right now.
We are.
My mind is at 9%. 9%. So I have no pressure on me whatsoever right now.
This
Rebecca.
Is an upgrade from the usual 8%.
Yeah. Some would say that. Yeah. What's up?
I'm taking over a second Tommy trivia today because I feel like I've proven at this point that me and Tommy are like kind of evenly matched when it comes to movies. So today marks the summer solstice for 2025, officially making it
summer.
That, of course, is a soundbite from the Cinematic Achievement.
High School Musical 2.
High School Musical 2. The ultimate summer movie.
I am getting too old for summer, and I'll tell you why. If you haven't experienced a summer in the South, it's just different. I remember being a kid. Now, I grew up in Southern California, so, you know, the weather didn't change all that much. But there was something very special about it changing a summer. I'm just getting so old now where I'm just one of those people that's hot all the time in Georgia heat. And I can't escape it. And it's not like it's 110 degrees now and it was 78 a few years ago. It's pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, like, me embracing the heat now is worse than it used to be.
It's not the heat that'll get you. It's the humidity.
Yeah,
it's your wet heat.
I'm like a lizard. I like it. My hair just looks like an abomination, but that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to read IMDb descriptions for movies that all have to do with...
It's on vacation.
What time is it?
And my time goes out. Scream and shout.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys are in your element right now.
I love that movie.
This was a millennial party that we were not invited to.
Right. Well, we're sleeping right through it.
Yeah. Okay, these movies could be set in summer. They could be surrounding summer. They could be just hot as hell.
Okay.
You'll scream your name to ring in.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. 2009. After being dumped by the girl he believes to be his soulmate, hopeless romantic Tom Hansen.
Abby. Yes. 500 Days of Summer.
That's correct.
Oh, God, how did I not get that? It's like one of my favorite rom-coms.
It's because you're working at 9%.
That's what I'm blaming on
you. What's the big dance number in that movie?
The big dance number?
Yeah.
When I want you.
Yeah, Hall & Oates.
Yeah, okay. I forgot what the title was. Okay, 1997. Four young friends bound by a tragic accident are reunited when they find themselves being stalked.
Abby, Kristen, I know what you did last summer.
Dang
yes.
It.
You know what? Something's going on between the two of them.
Have you guys seen the new trailer for the new one?
I know. I saw Jennifer Love Hewitt is making a reprise.
It looks good.
That's exciting. Okay, 2019. A couple travels to Northern Europe to visit a rural hometown's fabled Swedish festival. What begins as an idyllic retreat quickly devolves into an increasingly violent and bizarre competition at the hands of a pagan cult.
I think I know what it is.
High School Musical.
You got it.
Is Will Ferrell in it?
This is starring Florence Pugh.
Abby, Midsommar.
It's Midsommar.
I just picture, if you've ever seen that movie, picture him Will Ferrell in it. It's hilarious.
I thought Hayden might have shown you that one. It's such an art house movie. Okay, the summer movies are over. There's no more summer in the title. 1975.
Ooh.
A massive killer shark unleashes.
Jaws. Bert. Jaws.
Birchaws.
I'm going to give it to you.
9%.
You know what? I'm gonna let you have it because I think you need it.
Thank you for your mercy.
Okay. 2008. Donna, an independent hotelier, is preparing for her daughter's wedding.
Abby, Mamma Mia.
That is true. Correct. Wow, you're killing it.
Yeah, congrats. This is why you're on this earth.
This was my purpose solely. After this, I'm done.
Okay, 1987. Spending the summer at...
Abby, Greece.
No.
No.
Spending the summer at a Catskills resort.
Kristen, Dirty Dancing.
That is it.
Yes!
Dirty Finally on the board. Jesus.
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Because it was the right answer and all.
Thank you. You're so kind.
2004. Henry Roth is a man afraid of commitment until he meets the beautiful Lucy. They hit it off, and Henry thinks he's finally found the girl of his dreams until discovering she has short-term memory loss.
That's the Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler movie that is called...
Kristen?
I'm gonna let Kristen finish it.
50 okay. First Dates.
Yep. That's it.
Teamwork.
I'm just polite that way.
It's ironic you could not remember the name of the movie based on the movie.
Okay, I have a couple left. 2010, a rebellious girl is sent to a southern beach town for the summer to stay with her father. Through their mutual
Abby,
love... Yep.
The Last Song?
Yes.
Whoa. Is that the Miley Cyrus one?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
When they fell in love in real life and on screen.
Based on a book
they
by...
They got divorced.
Nicholas Sparks.
Correct.
2017, devoted lifeguard Mitch Buchanan butts heads with a brash new recruit as they uncover a criminal plot that threatens the future.
Abby, the Baywatch remake?
Yes,
that's the premise of Baywatch?
That's the premise of Baywatch. The Rock and Zac Efron.
Please give us one more so we could stop the bleeding.
This is the final one. 2008. Devastated, Peter takes a Hawaiian vacation in order to deal with a recent breakup with his TV
Abby,
star.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yes, that's it.
Dang it.
Wow. She is a savant.
Right, looks like Kristen and I won that one.
I got him.
Well done, girl. Well done. And the spray tan looks really good, by the way.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I got a new self-tanner, and I'm liking the way it looks so much more than the other ones.
So this is not the one that...
This is not giving hate crime.
And you're going to stay this shade for the remainder of the show, right?
Yeah,
we'll see. You're not progressively going to get tanner and tanner and tanner, are you?
I think we're going to stop at this nice golden glow rather than pivot into someone take that Facebook video down of Abby.
Got it. Good stuff.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.